This is Morning Edition on KUNC. The price of oil has been dropping fast, but Colorado and other oil-producing states aren't seeing big impacts, at least not yet. KUNC reporter Stephanie Page Ogburn has been talking with energy companies in the region to learn more about how the drop in prices is affecting them, and she's in the studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
You recently wrote a piece for our website about what states like Colorado can expect to see if oil prices continue to fall. What did you find?
Well, even though oil prices have dropped over 40% in the last 6 months, other than cheap gas, there haven't really been huge impacts on the ground.
Yeah, a 40% drop, though, is pretty huge. How come we're not seeing more of an effect?
Well, that's for a couple of reasons. Companies make plans a year in advance, and they also contract drill rigs for anywhere from 6 months to 2 years in advance. So that means it takes a while for a drop in oil prices to lead to changes in things like employment or the number of wells being drilled.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's been about 6 months that we've been seeing the low prices. So are there any changes that are starting to happen?
Yes. Companies are starting to stop drilling in some areas that are less profitable and concentrate drilling in places where they can still make money with oil prices below $60 a barrel.
And where is that happening?
Encana, a Canadian oil company that drills in Colorado, says it is reducing drilling in three fields. Two of them are in Colorado, and one, the Tuscaloosa Marine Shale, is in the Gulf Coast. Here's Sherry Brillen, the company's vice president and CFO.
We have taken the prudent action of scaling back our programs in the DJ Basin, San Juan Basin, and the TMS. Only 5% of total capital will be allocated to these assets in 2015.
Encana isn't the only one. Other companies are also scaling back their drilling. In Wyoming, Patrick Ladke, who owns Cyclone Drilling, told Wyoming Public Radio that he'll idle two of his 27 rigs before the end of the year. He also says contracts on some of his other rigs have not been renewed, and he doesn't know when or if they will be.
I don't know what tomorrow brings. It could be a 25% reduction. It could be a 50% reduction.
Ladke says his company is prepared to weather the downturn, but it does mean the folks who work on those idle rigs will lose their jobs.
Well, not all companies are scaling back, right? PDC Energy said it's going to focus its drilling in Colorado.
Yes, it depends on where companies think they can still make money. Peter Maniloff is a researcher at the Colorado School of Mines who tracks this kind of thing. He says drilling costs in northern Colorado are around $60 to $70 per barrel.
Much of Colorado is sort of middle of the pack or on the higher end of many of the production cost estimates. Not the most expensive by any means, but not one of the very cheap places to drill and operate either.
So, I mean, if it costs $60 to $70 a barrel to produce, but it's only selling for that amount or less, why don't companies just stop drilling until it becomes more profitable?
There's actually quite a few reasons. For one, oil companies make their plans on what they expect prices to be over the long term, not day to day. Also, that drilling cost is an average. So even if it costs $70 to produce a barrel in one part of an oil field, it might only be $50 a barrel in another area. And of course, there are those drilling rigs that they've contracted out in advance. It wouldn't make sense to just stop using them when you've already contracted and paid for them.
Right.
Right now, oil prices on average are lower than $60 a barrel, but Encana and some others are projecting a price around $70 a barrel for the next year. If they're right, drilling in Colorado might slow, but still plug along steadily.
Something we'll definitely keep tracking here. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
KUNC Stephanie Page Ogburn has been following the effects of lower oil prices on energy boom states like Colorado. You'll find additional stories and information at KUNC.org.